It's always good to be assembled in the house of the Lord, and it has been a good meeting. Elder Larry and I were with Brother Bill when he died, or shortly there before he died, and we were trying to comfort him, telling him that the Spirit would come, and he said, "Well, Jesus is standing right there, don't you see him?" Well, no, he didn't come for us. We didn't see him. But Brother Bill saw Christ. I think it was somewhere near 20 years ago when I first come into this place. It was back when Bill Dillon was the pastor. And, of course, he's gone on to be with the Lord. And many others have come and gone, and I still miss Brother Carl Newman.
Yeah.
He could preach. And he watched the time all the time, too. He says, "I'm going to give it up." 10 minutes later, I'm going to give it up. But nobody wanted him to give it up because he was preaching to us. I would ask you a question this, oh my goodness, this afternoon. That's first Sunday morning. Does anyone here feel worthy? No. But I read of one that is. 5th chapter of Revelation, 9th verse, tells us who was worthy to open the seals. And it went something like this: "Thou art worthy, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every nation, kindred, and people." And he went on to say he'd made kings and priests out of us, by the way. Now, I tell you today, naturally speaking, we are totally unworthy. But in the Spirit, with the work that's been done by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are worthy.
Amen.
From time to time, we'll have one come and tell us how much good he could do for us. And I get kind of standoffish when I hear that. Had one tell me one time that he wanted to join the church, but he had a lot of things he had to take care of. And then when he got better, he'd come back. Sometimes I don't have good sense, but I told him, "Don't bother." I said, "On the other hand, if you want to come now, come as you are. But after you work yourself fine, don't bother." But we live in a world where that there are a lot of people just think they know it all, and if we look at them, we think they don't know a thing. And I'm sad to say, I think the Pope's one of them. I mean, you've got to know Jesus and love Jesus to know God. And I question that, but that's another story. That's not for me to judge. But I do know one thing, that Jesus Christ is worthy because of the price that he paid. He didn't just start down here. He started up there. He was ever with the Father, highly exalted, worshipped of angels, and still left the high chimes of glory to come to this low ground of sin and sorrow to pay the price for people like you and I. I praise his great and holy name. You know that old song, "Lamb of God, we fall before thee"? Several years, well, back in 2013, And I remember it well because I was in the hospital 11 days in that year. And this episode that I'm going to recount to you happened while I was in the hospital. Two people at the office. One of them was sick, dying. The other one thought he was in the hospital in Philadelphia. He drove to Philadelphia because he thought he could get that guy to trust Christ and keep him out of hell. It wasn't in Philadelphia, which is way over here. He was in Pittsburgh, which is on the other side of the state, 300 or 400 miles away. He didn't think enough to ride over there for it. He went on. Now, how would you like to have a helper like that? But we have Jesus Christ who paid it all. Left the high chimes of glory to come to this low ground of sin and sorrow, to be beaten and smitten and crucified and abandoned. All those things that we would take affront to. But most of us here are fairly healthy, you know, considering. How about Brother Stanley? How about Brother Sam? Every once in a while when we throw a pity party, there's always someone worse. And we do have a marvelous Savior and a great healer. A few weeks ago, I couldn't walk. Seriously. Had to hold on to the furniture. Couldn't walk. Never left the house for days and days. Called up to go to the doctor. Doctor's busy, but I'm still walking. You take it to the great physician. He knows who we are. He knows what we're doing. He knows what we need. And he knew. Way back before the dust of the highest hills was ever laid, he knew we needed a Redeemer. And there was none other. As you've already heard, there was none perfect. No, not one. Every once in a while you find somebody that thinks they can walk on water. I heard Brother Newman one time say, they tells you that, you don't know until you see them try it. Well, I think we would know that nobody can walk on water. I don't care if you see it or not. Jesus Christ is the only one that walked on water. He's the only one that stilled the water. He's the only one. The Spirit that was sent into our hearts, causing us to cry out, Abba, Father. He's the only one that had that power to make it possible. God chose, Christ redeemed, and the Spirit revealed. And you read about Christ in Genesis 3:15 and on forward, if you mind to. But the main thing today is that it is the work of God that you believe on Him whom He has sent. That's the only work you've got is to believe Christ. You work out your own salvation, but it's the Spirit that works inside of you. And I was talking earlier about the creation. Have you ever in your life ever seen calmness come out of an explosion? You see chaos. I told you, I blowed up a bunch of roots and stumps in my life when Dad was clearing ground. And it didn't just come out nice and neat and settled. It come out all haggardy and blown up. And left a hole. It didn't even fill its hole up by itself. that's the kind of work we would do. You know, people, when they're doing wrong, is we always told to stop digging. Well, you can't dig down to China. You can't even dig down to water sometimes. We don't have the power. We're possessed with power and intellect and put in charge of this universe per se. And I would ask you in all sincerity, take a look at it. What kind of condition is it in? You think it's better than it was? Absolutely not. It's much worse than it ever was in the beginning. And that's because man has degraded everything he's ever had. But rest assured, there's a day coming when you see him in all his Shekinah glory. Like we heard about Job, mine eye shall see. Yes. In my flesh I shall see Jesus. And mine eye shall behold not another. I praise his great and holy name that he has blessed me, if not totally deceived, with his presence, with his love, with his grace, and with his mercy. Holy, holy, holy is his name.